Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A recent state audit finds that the agency responsible for Illinois' foster children has been failing to report abuse, neglect, and deaths. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
According to the audit, the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services did not notify local states' attorneys of cases where infants were exposed to drugs. The department also delayed reporting child abuse and neglect to local police, prosecutors, and other state agencies, often taking multiple years to do so. In addition, Illinois General Assembly leadership were not notified by DCFS whenever a foster child in their district suffered a life-threatening injury or had died. House Minority Leader Tony McCombie, in a statement, says this isn't just neglect, it's systemic failure, rooted in a culture of secrecy and incompetence. DCFS did not return an immediate request for comment. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois and Iowa's U.S. senators split along party lines in last night's vote to confirm Emil Bovee for the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Iowa Republicans Senator Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst both helped approve President Trump's pick for the lifetime position. Before the vote, Grassley accused Democrats and news media of spreading false information about Bovee.
The coordinated media strategy involved a New York Times exclusive about the files and the Democrat press release containing a misleading summary of the documents. Why? All designed to smear Mr. Bovee.
Meanwhile, Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin defended the whistleblowers who've alleged that Bovee, a former criminal defense attorney, told government lawyers to defy court orders.
I don't think you could ask for much more than someone who subject themselves to possible perjury charges or misleading the committee and do so under oath. I think he was a credible person. I'm sorry the Republicans on the committee rejected his offer. It would have brought more truth to light.
Fellow Democrat Tammy Duckworth also voted against the nomination. The Senate approved Bovee's nomination 50-49, with Republican Senators Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska voting against it. New data confirms Iowa has one of the highest rates of young and educated adults leaving the state after college. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports the state's brain drain will continue to have an impact on the economy.
A new report from the Common Sense Institute Iowa shows that, adjusting for population, Iowa has the third highest level of outmigration of all 50 states. Ben Murray is the director of policy and research at the Institute and a co-author of the report. He says born and raised Iowans have some of the highest average incomes in the country, but often choose to work elsewhere.
That has implications for Iowa's economy, right? It means we're investing. We're investing in human capital, and what turns out to be very valuable human capital. But Iowa is not getting the return on that investment. Some other state is getting the return on that investment.
The report found the total cost to educate a single Iowan from 2006 to 2022 was over $250,000. Most of that is spent during college. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Bettendorf City Council member Greg Adamson is planning to step down at the end of his term. In a press release Tuesday, the 4th Ward Alderman said his decision comes after he was diagnosed with a serious medical condition affecting his vision. Adamson has been on the Bettendorf City Council for 16 years. He previously served with the city's police department for more than 3 decades. Adamson's term ends on December 31st. The recently passed One Big Beautiful Bill Act increases safety nets for farmers who grow commodities like corn or wheat, but deep cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program could hurt specialty growers who benefit from programs like Double Up Food Bucks. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports.
Double Up Food Bucks is in more than 25 states. It provides a one-to-one match for SNAP participants to buy more fruits and vegetables at farmers markets or grocery stores. The new law slashes nearly $186 billion from SNAP and adds more work requirements for participating. Iowa State University Extension economist Chad Hart says that will impact farmers who sell produce locally.
With food assistance basically under the chopping block here, that means less support for them in the long run.
Hart says specialty farmers often rely more on government support for market access, whereas commodity farmers tend to rely more on direct payments when times get tough. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
The Rock Island Fire Department reports that six dogs were killed in a house fire early Tuesday morning. Multiple fire crews responded to the blaze at the residence on 6th Avenue near the QC Expo Center. Damage from the fire was contained to the first floor and is estimated to cost $50,000. No residents or firefighters were injured, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Quad Cities International Airport has renamed its primary ring road in honor of the airport's distinguished first manager. George Kirk was an Iowa native who served in World War II as a naval aviator flying ace. He became the first manager of the Moline Airport in 1954. During his time, the airport expanded and underwent many renovations. George Kirk Drive was formerly known as 69th Avenue. This is WVIK News.